I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Thank you for being here. I hope you're well. Share some things here out of a conversation I had with a trooper himself, Danny DeLate. This was on Friday. I might have, if you heard earlier in the program, we referenced Danny and his son, David, who was a trooper, lost his life in the line of duty in 2010. I'm looking here, and Cody, thanks for bringing this up. The state of Montana has a website. Actually, it's Officer Down Memorial Page and odmp.org, OfficerDownMemorialPage.org, for more information. But it lists these line of duty deaths in Montana and 134. It also describes how they had lost their lives. Some were motorcycle crash. Others were stabbed, struck by a vehicle, vehicular assault, aircraft accident, of course, gunfire, some inadvertent, of course, deliberate. 80 officers, 80 of the 134 lost their lives through gunfire there, 9 in an automobile crash. But Hardin, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department with 2 fallen officers, it goes alphabetically through the police departments as well as the county sheriff's department. Gallatin County Sheriff's Department, 5 fallen officers. You just, I don't know, a person like me is not going to be able to express fully and completely, but you'll have to fill in the spaces yourself, and that's what you do, and that's what we do as humans. When we hear a father talk about his son and his son's service and the end of watch, it's tough. You can hear it in his voice. This is 13 years later. And I've expressed that, you know, I'm blessed to know some families who serve and one with the ultimate sacrifice and their families, their lives will go on. And we forget that. We forget that sacrifice that Trooper David DeLate made late December 2010, his family continues to make on a daily basis, mother and father. As I understand, didn't have kids, but I'm gonna let Danny tell you the story, and it was a good conversation. I'm glad we were able to hook up. Thanks to the Attorney General's office for connecting us. Danny spoke yesterday at this Peace Officers Memorial, which was in the Capitol, and we talked about that. How that does help, and how difficult it still is. And his big thing is, I don't want people to forget, but I'm gonna play some of that interview that we had on Friday. And the first is Danny is a trooper himself, a former trooper himself, Danny DeLate, talking about, you know, can you imagine this? He lives in that area, and he heard the gunshots that day. Of course, being a former trooper, you know, he's attuned to that sort of stuff, but. I'm sure that those still ring out in his mind several times a day. And I don't know if there's anything we can do or say, but just to remember, just to say thanks, and just to hear it, too. Here's from Danny. This is Danny DeLate.
It'll be 13 years this December. He was shot and killed there on a traffic stop on December 1st, 2010. It definitely changed our lives. His 2 younger sisters are doing all right, and his older sister's doing all right also, but it was very, very hard on them to realize, you know, that he's not coming back. And it was a struggle for the family for a few years, and it still is at times.
Yeah, I know, it's got to be. And and there's no way that we can, you know, say thanks enough, and there's no way that we can actually even really help there, or what does help? I mean, the ceremony like this will probably help. How does it help? Why don't you tell me how it helps, Danny?
My thing is is I never wanted him to be forgotten for what he did. And when I say him, I also mean all of our fallen officers. And that's why I started that Trooper David DeLate Memorial Park. It's a law enforcement memorial, 3.5 acres just west of Three Forks, where he was shot and killed on a traffic stop. And I guess, you know, these ceremonies are always hard, even to this day for me. But I do know that people don't forget. There's and the reminder, you know, what our officers deal with out there daily, how dangerous the job is, and that's my goal with the park, is to never forget these officers, to honor them, and not only that, to honor and respect our working officers for what they do every day for the public.
More about that park now, again, from Denny. And you look, you can see this park. I mean, it's right at that exit. What's the name of that exit here? I'm sorry, I can pull it up here. It's the one that takes 287 north and south. Exit. You're right. I'm looking at a map here, and whatever it is, you know where Three Forks is. I hope you do. Kind of western Montana, southwestern Montana, south central more so. And then if you take that exit at 287 and go south, and then you'll see Highway 2 that will take you into Three Forks as you head east from there. Anyway, it's in that area. And I remember driving by it and just stopping, was curious about it, because the platform had this patrol car that was elevated. And Danny continues to talk about that.
On that platform, every one of the officers that have died in the line of duty in Montana are engraved in that, on each block, their, you know, their name, their agency they work for, and then their end of watch date. You know, it's just a little bit more than what Helena has. Obviously, they're governed by state funds and whatever they can put away or to do, where this is all private. There's no state money, no federal money. This was all built by funds, fundraisers. You know, we do a huge gun raffle every year, and that is what built that, and it's still a work in progress. We have a lot of things that we are going to do down there still, you know, as the money comes. And our biggest thing is we're going to build a pavilion, and we're going to name it after Deputy Mason Moore. The pavilion will be named after him, which, you know, he died less than a mile from, he was shot and killed less than a mile from where David was. And, you know, I knew the fella. I got to be friends with him. So, you know, it's always difficult. I mean, I knew I'd have to put more names on that platform, but when you know the person and so close to home, it's just, it hits home harder, I guess.
Well, and you served too. How does having served yourself, does it give you a different perspective? Does it help you through this kind of tragedy for your son?
You know, I think it does, because I've worked the streets. I know how dangerous they are. I know what these officers do. And when they lose their life doing their job, I mean, it's still difficult, but I do understand the dangers of the job out there. One of my other things is to educate the public, you know, how dangerous this job is, how thankless it is at times, but it also is rewarding, you know, for these officers at times, but more difficult than obviously when I was there. There's just no value on a human life anymore.
Yeah, that's a really hard statement, and I think people are going to go, you know, there's a lot of truth in that statement too. And that's on a lot of us. And there are, we talk about that here, so, you know, trying to pull back on that spiral. Drugs has a big part of it. And as Danny and I were talking, he related, you know, his knowledge of that as well. And we've talked about it here too. A lot of the law enforcement officers, they'll throw a number out there and it's like 90%, 85%. And I don't know if I've seen any real scientific statistic myself. I've not seen it, but they'll cite that and they say, of our crimes, 85 to 90% of the people and the calls that we relate to deal with drugs. And so that tells us, right, that we're not doing something right about drugs. And so we examine that policy frequently. And unfortunately, there was a major change that may lead us down a more difficult path when it comes to removing these adverse effects and these violent adverse effects of drugs in our society. Drugs have a place in society, but are they in the proper place? And that's for good people to decide in a good process. And we still have that in this country. One more comment here from Denny. And this is more about this Memorial Park, too, if you'd like to help.
I started the park. I want to say I started in purchasing it 2011, and I think I got the sale done like early 2012, but that's when I started working down there. You know, obviously the big thing I wanted was that patrol car up on a platform, you know, with the lights going, and then I progressed with the building and a reader board sign, and so it's a work in progress, but you know, I used to go down there every time an officer was killed in the line of duty in the United States. I would go down there and honor them, put their name on the reader board sign, and turn the lights on for 24 hours on the patrol car. Well, it got to the point where we were losing so many officers so frequent that I just left the lights on. And I have not turned the lights off since Mason Moore was shot and killed on May 16th, 2017. So it's just something to do. I just leave them on all the time. I want people to know, you know, that it's just a tough world out there for our law enforcement.
And thank you, Denny, for that. That was, again, a conversation that we had earlier this week that was prior to what I'm sure was a pretty full day for him. Yesterday in honoring his son as well. You know, you can just imagine the kind of emotions that you're going through, deep sadness, but also great pride. Wow. And it's that roller coaster is probably day in and day out for people who have suffered like that. And have given like that. And if you wanted to say thanks, if there is an officer that you wanted to shout out on, text me, okay? 781-627-5483. I'm going to give one here shortly, too. From Montana, it's Voices of Montana.